Jeffrey and Braden from Sandbox. This is an impressive thing that you guys have put together. Tell everybody what's going on.
Thank you. Well, we just started this new magazine. It's fashion, lifestyle, culture, and we think it's like nothing else that Winnipeg has right now. And we just launched on March 5th the first print issue. We've been online for three issues. So we're going to be an online monthly magazine, and we're going to have quarterly print issues.
Now, is all this fashion, style, lifestyle, is it all about those Winnipeg elements? The fashion, the lifestyle in Winnipeg?
Yeah, that's right. We wanted to keep it local. I mean, we operate local. It's all local writers, photographers, stylists, and we feature local people. We do feature some like Canadian national talent as well, but we like to stick to local mostly. Yeah.
When did you guys decide to get this going, or what was the inspiration?
Well, we started in the summer with sort of just a pipe dream, and we kind of sat at a table together over a bottle of wine and just discussed, you know, what our dream magazine would be, what we'd want, and what, you know, sort of like brought it to life right there in an idea. And then we got to work in the fall and launched our first online issue in November, late November. So.
And what was that dream magazine that you guys talked about?
This is it, I think. Yeah. We had this idea for just this fashion and lifestyle magazine that we haven't really seen in Winnipeg so far. We wanted to make it happen. And we wanted to focus on more, kind of aim it towards women. Like, the thing we always say is to the girls from the gays with love. So it's like a women's fashion and lifestyle magazine from the gay perspective, because the way we say it, we call it the new culture. The way we say it, there's so much crossover between gay and straight. Our girlfriends and us, we like the same things. So that's what we wanted to do, and I think we really made it happen.
And if I was gay, that would definitely be my line that I would use for the rest of ever.
Get it on a shirt.
Yeah, exactly. Why go to print is the question I have, because I mean, as far as from a cost-effective standpoint, having an online-only magazine, I mean, not only is it easier to distribute to everybody like that, but once you get to the print, I mean, your costs have to go through the roof on it. Mm-hmm. Why print? What was the appeal there?
It's something that a lot of people have been asking us, and I think, well, we definitely built ourselves up online. That's where we started. That's where we kind of gained our following, but we always wanted to have a print issue. We think it makes us more legitimate as a magazine to have a print issue. And I think it's something to look forward to. Like, we're doing it on a quarterly basis, so we're still going to be online monthly. And then every 3 months, it's something to look forward to. It's something to pick up. And it helps get the name out there even more. If people aren't online, haven't seen us on Facebook, like, it's in stores, it's in McNally Robinson. People will see it and pick it up, and it just helps to kind of get the word out even more.
So where can people pick this up?
Lots of local boutiques around the city, including the amazing Burns and Black, a hair salon on Main Street by the Woodbine, F&Q, Hooper's, Connect Four, Lot P Squared, Rag Pickers, that's all in the Exchange.
Mm-hmm. Shout.
Hush and Shout, and Urban Waves in Osborne. We just got in Village Streetwear on Corden and Boutique Unique on Academy.
Right. You can also check it out online. It lists all of the most updated distribution points.
What's the website?
Yeah.
The address?
Sandboxmag.com.